My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Music can mean only one thing. We are joined right now by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions. Product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Brett, the host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring notable names from MLB and around sports every week, including former Braves pitching coach Leo Mazzoni.
Was it Mazzoni or Mazzone?
Let's ask. I call him Mazzoni.
Mazzoni. All right.
Yeah.
I've heard both, actually. You're right.
I think I've heard
Mazzone.
Both.
Yeah. Either way, guy who coached, Maddux and Glavine and Smoltz.
Yeah.
And
Avery. Nasty.
And we've been talking about Greg Maddux this week, Booney, with the that documentary, talking about with his brother and just some of the great stories that he's been sharing. Do you have any Greg Maddux or Braves pitching stories for us?
It's funny. I was watching and I called Greg midway. I said, I'm midway through your documentary and, in Maddux fashion, Boone, what do you think? I said, I think it's just so you. Maddux is, he's unbelievable. He's eccentric. He's smart as anyone I ever met from a pitcher standpoint, because pitchers are usually not very smart. But I think he kind of spread that around to that staff and why it was so astute. You hate as a hitter when you're thinking through at-bats. Usually 9 times out of 10, the pitcher on the mound is just worried. He's so wrapped up in just getting it out and getting the next out. But those guys weren't. They're reading body language. They know if you're sitting on a pitch. And the 90s Braves, I think, and obviously I only got to see my generation, but the best starting rotation I think I've ever seen. And Leo was right in the middle of it. I got to play there 1 year, and my spot was right next to Leo, and he'd be rocking back and forth. And I used to, grab him and go, listen, you're stressing me out with this doctor. Nick Booney, I've been doing this for 10 years before you got here. I said, well, just give it a rest. Leo's great. He has some great insight, and really they had a philosophy in the 90s that nobody else had. They had a way to get you out. I knew what they were going to do. And if they executed their plan, if I come up, and I talk about this all the time, if I come up my first at bat and you hang me a slider and I hit one into the seats, 9 times out of 10, I just eliminated slider from your repertoire. You don't want to throw it again.
Yep.
The real smart, high-level guys, they'll throw me 4 sliders in a row to start with my next at bat, and I'm going back to the dugout going, what's he thinking? Didn't he see? Well, he's thinking one move ahead of me. I hated when you started thinking with me. I like to eliminate a pitch and then build my case for my next 3 at-bats off that. If I can eliminate fastball away, just a base hit to right field, I don't need to hit a homer. But if I can take a well-located fastball down and away and get a knock in that hole on the right side, that pitcher's going to, gee, how did he hit that? I located, I did it well. I pretty much eliminated fastball away. Now all I have to worry about is coming in on me, which I don't want to hit anyway, where you're going to try to trick me. It eliminates a pitch, and that's all I ever try to do offensively. If I can eliminate a pitch, I get the advantage. And it goes, the pendulum swings to my favor. But not with those guys. I mean, it didn't matter. They could throw me anything, anytime, and it didn't matter the success or the failure. There was no rhyme or reason. I couldn't eliminate a pitch.
This SOB in this video, I watched Greg Maddux talking about in a meaningless blowout game, he's going to throw a pitch that he wants Jeff Bagwell to hit out for a home run. Wants him to. Wants him to. So that
I don't know if I buy that. So it sounds great, though, for the legend.
But yeah, except for the legend in the playoffs, because we're going to face these guys in the playoffs. So guess what he's looking for? That. Three straight changeups away. Bagwell swings over every single one of them. Game over, because he's sitting on that two-seamer.
He's catching
in.
Eddie Perez is like, are you insane?
And he's like, what are you doing? You know he pounds it inside. No, I'm going to throw one inside and watch him hit it out. And it's just insane. Yeah, it could be all BS or happenstance, but they called him the professor for a reason. And, you know, Brett, I want to ask you, I hope this makes sense, too. You're talking about that. When did you start as a player, a kid? When did you start thinking in your ABs instead of just see ball, hit ball? I'm going to pound this ball. I don't really care where it goes. What was the age for you where you're like, I have to start taking these at bat? I never thought of it. I was so scared up there. I just wanted to hit the ball and really not embarrass myself. But for you, when did it start, like, thinking through ABs like that?
You're right. I mean, because, you know, when I'm talking to young players, I got to assess whether they're ready for this information, whether they can handle that.
Yeah.
You mentioned you were scared. You didn't have the confidence in yourself to sit on a pitch and lay off the other one. It took me a long time, and I look back on my career, that's one thing I wish I would have gotten a grasp of earlier in my career. So it was the second half of my career. I was pretty much a C-ball, hit ball, coming through the minor leagues, swinging hard, hair on fire, didn't care. Got to the big leagues, I got a little humble pie real early, and I started sitting on breaking balls. But I really didn't have a formulated approach till the second half of my career, where I had the ability to stick with a program. By the time I left the on-deck circle, each at bat after at bat after at bat for 162 games, that's when I became really a fully rounded player, in my opinion. And I had an approach. Some days it didn't work. Some days it did, but when it didn't work, that didn't mean I abandoned it. I knew to give myself the best chance to be as successful as I can, I had to do it over 162-game schedule, and that was going to give me that ability. It's really a cat and mouse, a chess match. I knew Pedro Martinez was reading my body language. I knew if I took a fastball for a strike in a situation, he was on to me going, wait a minute, why did Booney take that in an RBI situation? He must be sitting on something else. Now I had to counter my thinking. So with the rare guys like that, it was really a chess match. But I think it's what makes the game. When I was young, Edgar Martinez took me aside and said, Booney, you're going to have to start sitting on breaking balls. This is when I was a kid. And I remember Ken Griffey Jr. walking past us with his hat on backwards. He's like 22 years old. He's already been to 3 All-Star games. And he looks at me and goes, what are you guys doing? I said, Griff, us normal people were trying to formulate a plan for tonight. And he said just what you said, Woodsy. He said, I just see ball, hit ball. And he walked by, and I thought, well, must be nice. And Edgar looked at me and goes, don't listen to him. He's different than us. That's what I knew. I had to have an approach. But really, I didn't put that fully into the process until the second half of my career.
All right, Booney. So it's you against Pedro Martinez, 0-0 count. Yes. And he throws you a fastball, and you take. Okay? You take it.
Depending on the situation.
And right. then he's thinking, why did Booney take that fastball there?
Or how did I take it?
Was I
late to the take? Did I get my foot down late? Like I'm looking curveball or slider, and the fastball got there too quick, so my front foot got down late. Guys like Pedro would recognize that. Guys like Maddux, Smoltz, they'd recognize that, and I knew it, and I'd get a glance at them, see if they caught it. And I could tell whether they caught it or not. Now I got to redo the thinking in my mind. And it's a nightmare. David Wells was good at it, too. David Wells would throw me a heater. I wore him out the first half of my career. He'd throw me a fastball for a strike. I'd hit one in the bleachers. Next to bat, he'd throw me 3 fastballs. And he'd be laughing at me because I was taking him. And I'm going, what are you doing? That's higher level thinking. David Wells would do that in the second half. David was very successful with me where that first part of our career, I had all the success. Second half, he had all the success, and I had to make the adjustment. It's an unbelievable game. It's my favorite part about the game, game within the game, and long-term thinking as a hitter.
It's weird, man. I didn't do any of this until I turned 40. You know what I mean? No one told me about this when I was 16, 17. It was...
Right. It's not a guess, and that's what people say. Oh, yeah. You're guessing. No, it's an educated approach.
Yeah,
and
if I'm
sitting on soft, and I'm not sitting on curveball. I'm sitting on curveball, slider, or changeup. I'm sitting soft.
Mm-hmm.
And if I get one of those, and he might throw me 3 fastballs to start, I might be 2-1, and he just threw me 3 hitters. That doesn't mean I abandon the breaking ball approach. That means I'm waiting, and, baby, it's coming. If you can wait him out, get it, then you won the game. But the second part is when you get your pitch, don't miss it.
Yeah,
and when you're missing it, that's when you're in a slump and they're getting you out with everything.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Brilliant.
Talking to Brett Bone, Insider Calls, presented by Grainger. I've got one for you, and no offense to Bobby Witt Jr. or Ketel Marte or Francisco Lindor. The MVP races are pretty wrapped up. Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge this year. But for your money, which one would you want on your team? Obviously, Judge is playing the field every day. Ohtani's going to come back and pitch next year. Who's the best player in baseball?
Well, best offensive player is Aaron Judge, I think. I think he separated himself like in my generation Bonds did. I think he's the most prolific, the biggest different maker on the offensive side of the ball since Barry Bonds, and I don't even think it's close. I think Juan Soto's a great player. I think Bobby Witt's a great player. I think Shohei Ohtani is an electric player. But offensively, I think Judge is just heads and tails now at this stage of his career. If you're going to ask me to take one, if Shohei, can you preface it? Is Shohei going to be like a real solid number two or number one?
Coming back next year, and he's pitching like he was before he got hurt.
I don't think that's a no-brainer. I'm thinking Shohei Ohtani. He's just, when you add that much, he's essentially 2 all-star players.
Yeah.
An all-star pitcher and an all-star hitter, and I don't even think the greatness of Judge on the offensive side, I don't think you can fight with a guy that can. Oh yeah, by the way, I'm going to go out and pitch a 7 inning and shutout ball tomorrow as I go 2-for-3 with a 3-run homer to win the game. You can't really fight that.
How's your brother doing in New York, man? It's, you know, this is always that time of year. Can he get down to
it? He's doing great. He's doing great. And I laugh. He's sitting there right there with the best, you know, second best record in baseball, and it seems like he's been hired and fired 6 times this year already.
Yeah, so, kind of.
If you look at Twitter, it's been 600 times.
It's unbelievable. It's just the beast of New York. But I always tell him, you know, where else would you want to be? Who cares about the Twitter? Who cares about the talk shows? You know what you're doing. They're having a really good year. It all comes down to the postseason for them, especially in New York. And it's the team that's healthy, 2024, we've talked about on this show quite a bit. Nowadays, the most important thing is having a healthy roster going into the postseason, because health is such at a premium with the amount of injuries that happen in the game today.
When you now that we are getting close here to the last month of the season, and you know the Yankees are fighting for a division title, the Padres and Diamondbacks are just 3 games back. There's been this whole thing, though, about the teams that wait and don't play in the wild card series getting kind of rusty or cold or not playing well. Like, what's your take on the postseason format and how it impacts teams, you know, at the end of the year?
I love the format as a fan because I think it's the best thing for baseball. I don't like it as a player because I think it cheapens the postseason berth that you get and put on your resume. That being said, I'm a fan now. I'm an analyst now. I love the postseason in the history of baseball to be able to predict what's going to happen because you just never know. And that's why I say health is at such a premium. Right now, and not just because I'm on the radio in San Diego, I'll take the Padres against anybody to win the World Series right now. With a fully healthy roster, Musgrove coming back and being that horse that he's been, and the way he's pitched his first time, I know he's going tonight. His first three outings have been pretty darn good. With Darvish coming back soon, Tatis is going to come back soon. I'll take San Diego against anybody right now. And Arizona, how is Arizona? I've been looking at the roster. How are they doing?
It's incredible.
You know, Arizona just rattled off 15-5, and they're coming. These guys are making it a race in the National League West. Phillies haven't played the greatest, but on paper they're as good as anybody. You don't hear about Milwaukee and Minnesota, but they're dangerous. And then you go over and the Clevelands, Kansas City's coming out of nowhere to make that Central a race. The Houston Astros, you can never count them out. And the young, talented Baltimore Orioles, there's just so many options. But right now in the National League, I'll take San Diego as it stands today, August 28th. I'll take the Padres right now. That bullpen is a whole different world, man, with that bullpen down there. You've got weapons everywhere. You get a lead just like last night. They came back the way they did. They've been so good offensively. It's chipping away when they're down. And then you get the lead late in the game with that bullpen. A lot of teams on the other side go, man, it's over. And when they start, you start mentally making them feel like it's over, that's a pretty good thing. And that's what that bullpen can do in San Diego.
Love it. And Brett Boone is no homer for San Diego.
Yeah,
he'll tell it like it is. No doubt about it. Brett, thank you so much. We'll chat with you next week.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
That was Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider calls again presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I think that's the prevailing thought right now, that with the Padres playing as well as they are, getting healthier at the end of the season, there's no reason to think that they're not one of the favorites in a World Series tournament.
Yeah, the stuff from Booney that I love more than anything is the internal battles, you know?
That was amazing.
But it also is disappointing because it makes you, when you hear that, you go, I know nothing. I know nothing. I really don't know a damn thing about this game. When you hear that he's watching how your foot lands on a take and
makes you feel stupid to ever comment on these guys.
It really does.
But it doesn't surprise you when you're doing something hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. You're going to get pretty next level on the thinking when it comes to whatever it is.
It's true.
Fascinating stuff from Brett Boone. We got 1 hour to go. Paulie's got a Rondle report. Get some headlines there. Look ahead to tonight's game in St. Louis. All coming up with Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.